The Brady Report for HHG Legal Group leads the way in divorce, wills, litigation and business.
Time now to check in with Enda Brady in the UK. A very good afternoon to you, Enda, and someone could be in a heap of trouble over a drone at Gatwick Airport.
Yes, and it caused huge problems for holidaymakers coming back into the UK because once the drone was sighted yesterday evening, Gatwick is extremely busy at the moment. As you can imagine, it's peak summer holiday season here. There was an EasyJet flight coming back from Bodrum in Turkey. That ended up being diverted to Southend Airport. And there was a BA flight coming back in from Valencia in Spain, and that ended up being diverted to Bournemouth Airport. So you can imagine the hassle and the disruption for all those passengers, you know, when your car is at one airport and you end up in another one a couple of hours away. A lot of disruption at the airport, flights diverted, people had to circle and divert and what have you, all over a drone that was spotted near the runway. And it's quite obvious that whatever regulations are in place, they need to be tougher and they need to be implemented more strictly, because I think, you know, the Airline Pilots Association here, they have said it's just a matter of time before we have a disaster on our hands.
Yeah. I noticed that more midwives and nurses seem to be leaving the profession in the UK than those that are joining. That's got to be a first, hasn't it?
Yes, it is, and it's very worrying as well, because we had statistics out a month ago showing that since Brexit, the number of nurses from EU countries wanting to come here and register and practice has dropped by 96%. Now, that is pretty staggering. That was a huge headline a few weeks ago. 96% of a drop in terms of EU nurses wanting to come here post-Brexit because of uncertainty and concern over the future going forward after Brexit. And now we learn today that more nurses and midwives, for the first time ever, are leaving than joining. So the National Health Service basically has a recruitment time bomb on its hands.
Yeah. And what's happening with McLaren's supercar?
Well, this is a picture that makes a lot of the papers today. A guy driving a car that's worth somewhere in the region of $300,000 Australian, McLaren 570S. And he's come off the road and crashed into a cottage in Trowbridge in Wiltshire, just outside Trowbridge, so a rural area. Car worth $300,000. The driver and his passenger, they both managed to get out. It bursts into flames. There is some damage to the front of the property as well. By the time the fire crews got there, check out the pictures online. You can't even believe that it was a vehicle. There is nothing discernible about it. It's just a pile of twisted metal and badly charred bits. They look very lucky to be alive, those two guys. $300,000 McLaren supercar up in smoke.
Goodness gracious me. And good news for Aston Villa, though. There is some good news.
Yeah, big name signing coming their way in the next 24 hours. John Terry, Chelsea legend. He has left his beloved Chelsea. He has said that he could never imagine playing against them in the Premier League, and he won't have to for one season anyway. He's signing a one-year deal with Aston Villa. They're in the Championship. They're a huge club, Villa. They should be in the Premier League. They probably will get back up in the next year or two. John Terry will bolster their defence next season.
Good on you. Thanks very much for that, Enda. Talk to you tomorrow, mate.
See you then, Harvey.